出埃及记第34章14节。
Last time we shared, we read this verse.
上一次当我们交通的时候，我们就已经读过这一节圣经。
For you shall worship no other god for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous god.
不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是忌邪的神，名为忌邪者。
Father, this morning we do need your anointing.
现在我们今天早上需要你的恩膏。
We need your vision.
我们也需要看你的印象。
And we pray, Father, this morning that you would expand our thinking as to what is the supreme issue of life.
也求你今天早上扩张我们的思想，让我们看见这宇宙间最重要的事是什么。
By faith, we stand, Father, this morning before you.
因着信，天父，我们今天早上站在你的面前。
Asking you to give anointing to our ears.
求你来膏我们的耳。
Anointing to our speaking.
膏我们所说的话。
Anointing to our seeing that we might see your face.
也让我们看能够看见你的容面。
Break all evil spirits that would oppress us this morning.
除去一切压迫我们的邪恶灵。
That we might break out into light.
我们能够见到光。
We pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名， Amen.
The last time that we shared on the subject of what is the supreme issue of the universe.
上一次我们一起交通到说这宇宙间最重要的事是什么。
I believe that the enemy would always attempt to keep our vision.Our revelation on a earthly plane.
仇敌常常使我们的意象或我们所看见是在一个属世的境界里。
He attempts to keep us away from the real issue of life.
他想尽办法让我们看不见这个最主要的事情是什么。
Because whatever we think is the real issue of life, that is the area in which we put all of our energy.
若是我们看见真正看见说生命中最重要的事是什么，我们就会全力以赴。
If we believe that the most important thing in life is to have a financial independent monetary state at retirement, we work towards that.
若是我们认为生命中最重要的事情就是我们能够有个很好的经济的环境，当我们退休的时候，我们有经济的保障，我们就会全力以赴。
We believe the most important thing is to have knowledge in all of the earthly things, all the sciences, everything in education, we pursue that.
若是我们认为能够知道这世界上所有的事情，我们就会全力以赴在我们的教育方面。
And we pursue it with all of our heart.
我们也以全心去追求这个。
When it comes into spiritual things, however, it seems like there's always a spirit that keeps us from understanding what it is that the God is after.
但是在属灵的事上，就好像常常有一个灵在阻挡我们，不让我们看见真正神的心意是什么。
So to help us think, a month ago when we shared in this subject, we asked the question, "What do we want written on our gravestone?"
所以上一次当我与弟兄们交通的时候，我问说，我们愿意我们在我们的墓碑上写的是什么
？How do we want to be remembered?
我们要人家怎么样纪念我们
？And we deducted, we concluded that the thing that we wanted to have said about us is that you and I are worshippers of the one God.
我们最后的结论就是你我都愿意成为敬拜神的人。
And we also at that time discussed this question of why do we worship?
在那个时候我们也交通到说为什么我们要敬拜神。
And we spent some time looking at, first of all,That's why we are here.
我们也花了一点时间就交通。第一点就是，那就是我们在这边的目的。
We're created to be worshippers.
我们被造就是为了要成为敬拜神的人。
It's commanded in the word, as we just read, and we obey.
这是神的吩咐，我们也遵循他的吩咐。
We worship God because of gratitude.
我们敬拜他是出于感谢。
Gratitude for the many physical, spiritual things that He has provided for us.
感谢他，他在物质上，在属灵里面给我们的一切的供应。
We're constantly moment by moment worshiping God because of deliverance.
我们每时刻来敬拜他，因为他拯救我们。
How many times in our life have we gotten ourselves into a problem, and we go to the Lord and He delivers us from that physical, mental, spiritual problem?
多少次我们在生活中，我们遇到困难，我们就来求主。神就救我们脱离我们精神上物质上或者是属灵方面的问题。
This morning we sang that song, Holy, Holy, Holy. We worship God because He is holy.
今天早上我们唱那首圣哉圣哉这首歌，我们敬拜神，因为他是圣洁的神。
He's the God of the universe.
他是全宇宙的神。
He's worthy to be worshipped.
他配得我们的敬拜。
We also worship Him because He made us.
我们敬拜他，因为他创造我们。
He not only made us, He maintains us.
他不仅创造我们，他也来扶持我们。
He also delivers us from sin.
他也救我们脱离罪恶。
And then on the negative side, we worship Him to avoid judgment.
在负面的方面，我们敬拜他，免得我们被审判。
But ultimately, we want to be worshippers because we want to be those.Who bless the Lord.
我们最终的目的，我们敬拜神，是因为我们要成为称颂主名的人。
And we spend a little bit of time discussing what that word is to bless the Lord.
我们也花了一些时间，讲到什么叫做称颂主的人。
Simply to make the Lord happy.
就是让主得到喜悦的人。
We're here to make the Lord happy.
我们在这边就是要神的心得到喜悦。
As we gathered around the table this morning, we have one desire.And that was to make the Lord happy.
今天早上我们在主的桌子面前，我们只有一个心愿，就是让主的心得到喜悦。
Not to get points.
并不是要得到是什么。
Not to have a good feeling.
并不是让我们觉得感觉很好。
Some of us might not have had a good feeling, but we still said, Lord, we love you.
虽然也许我们有人感觉不是那么好，但是我们仍是愿意跟主说，主，我们愿意让你得到喜悦。
Because the reason you and I are on this earth is to make God happy.Not to make ourselves happy.
今天我们你我在生活在这世界上的目的就是要让神的心得到满足。
But right there is where the problem comes in.
但是在这个地方就出了问题。
Because we spend hours every day trying to make ourselves happy.
但是我们一天花了多少时间是为了我们自己得到满足。
Effort, energy, by the hours it is expended trying to get happiness and joy to ourselves.
我们每一天花了许多的时间精力，就是为了使我们自己得到快乐。
We also discussed a couple weeks ago, when do we worship?
我们前几周也讲到我们什么时候敬拜神。
And we concluded that worship is breath by breath, moment by moment, hour by hour.
那我们的结论是我们敬拜主是我们每一个气息都在敬拜主，每一时刻都可以敬拜主。
And you say, well, how is that possible? I have to work 10 hours a day.
那我说这怎么可能呢？我一天要工作十个小时。
All during the day, we have opportunities in our heart to say, Lord, I need wisdom.
我们在一天的里面都有机会跟就在我们心里面对主说，主我需要智慧。
Lord, thank you for giving me that answer.
主，谢谢你给我这个答案。
Give me strength, I am tired.
我非常疲累，给我力量。
Thank you for giving me peace in this very agitated atmosphere.
谢谢你在这个困难的环境中给我平安。
None of these worshipful attitudes are said out loud.
这一些敬拜的态度并不是需要讲很大声的讲出来。
Most of us are in secular jobs and you can't be going around.Like Oliver a few minutes ago and saying, praise the Lord.
我们在我们工作在属事的工作里面我们不能够走来走去像我们冯弟兄刚刚大声地说赞美主。
Your boss would look at you and on Friday he'd give you a pink slip.
那你的老板看看你礼拜五就给你一个粉红色的单子。
But in your heart, you can constantly be saying, praise the Lord.
但是在你的心里面你可以不断地一直跟神说谢谢主。
But,The enemy often tries to steal that worship.
但是仇敌常常来要偷取这样的敬拜。
And someone comes up to us and says, "You sure did a good job on this project."
有人来跟我们说，你在这个工作上做得非常好。
And in our hearts, instead of saying, "Thank you, Lord," we say, Well, it's about time he recognized it.
那我们在心里面，我们不并不把感谢归给神，我们反而说，他终于发现我的才干了。
This is an example of what Brother Paul was saying this morning about the pride of life.
这就是我们中弟兄今天早上所提的今生的骄傲。
Someone said, "You sure look good today."
也许有人跟我说，你今天很漂亮。
How do you do it?
你怎么做的呢？
Well, I eat right and I exercise and I do all of these things.
就跟他说我吃得很好，我也做运动。
And not a word is saying, only by the grace of God, I am even able to breathe the next breath.
并反而没有跟他说是因着靠着神的恩典，我才能够呼吸下面一个气息。
And so again, we steal worship.
这样子我们就把那个敬拜 偷过来了。
And so when do we worship? So we worship all the time. That's what God is after.
我们什么时候敬拜神呢？我们是每时刻都敬拜神，这就是神所要的。
Some of you ladies are in the kitchen and at home taking care of babies all during the week.
也许有的姊妹在家里面，在厨房里做事，在家里面照顾孩子。
Your opportunity to worship is equal to those who might be in full-time ministry.
你能够敬拜的时间是跟那个全时间服侍主的人是一样的。
Equal opportunity.
是有一样的机会。
God is no respecter of person.
神不偏待我们。
Do you think that God would give one person a greater opportunity to be a worshiper than another person if the ultimate issue of the whole universe is worship?
若是我们在宇宙中最终的目的是要敬拜神，你想神会给一个人有比较多的机会来敬拜他吗？
If worship though is such an important thing, brothers and sisters, in God's economy, there's going to be great opposition.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，若是敬拜神是在神的计划中是一件这么重要的事情，那就会有反就有会抵挡的人事情。
And all his millions of demons are working and attempting to keep each one of us from this worship that we were just discussing.
仇敌及他一切的那些魔鬼都会想尽办法来阻挡我们有这样子对神的敬拜。
Most of you in this room have received Christ as your Savior.
在座的人多半都已经接受基督为他们的救主。
So the enemy realizes that he cannot cause any more disbelief or unbelief in that area.
那仇敌就知道说他不能够再给我们一些不幸的恶心。
You are a believer.
你已经是相信主的人了。
But what he is now going to work in each one in this room this week is to keep you from having this 24-hour a day worship.
那他在这一周在我们身上所要做的事情就是不让我们有24小时的敬拜。
24-hour day communion.
不让我们有时时不断与主的交通。
Fellowship.
与主的交通。
Are you using the same word?
Yes, I use the same word.
I asked her.She was using the same word.
我问他，他是不是用同样的词
？Coalescence of soul. We have a word for that. Intercourse with the Lord Jesus every moment of the day.
与主有在每时每刻都有连接。
This is what he's after.
这就是他所想要的。
But all of hell is against that.
但所有地狱的地狱就是要来反对这件事情。
Satan is going to do everything in his power to come in the back door and try to find a way for you to be discouraged.
撒旦他会想尽办法从后门进来找一个方法使你觉得很泄气。
To keep you from giving thanks in all things.
不让你在凡事上感谢神。
So this morning, in continuing this thought,In the ultimate issue of life, which is worship, we would like to look at the things that hinder us.
今天早上我们继续来思考说在我们生命中最终的目的就是敬拜，那我们就要思想一些什么事情是来阻止我们敬拜有这样子敬拜的。
We're going to look at the spirit, the demonic spirit of things that hinder all of us.
我们要看一些恶者的那个灵，那些是来主导我们敬拜神的。
The attacks, the things that Satan uses to keep us from this moment by moment fellowship.
就是撒旦所用的一些方法，他不让我们有这每时刻的敬拜，对神的敬拜。撒旦喜欢让我们是处在一个无知的态度里。
That's why I was so happy that we sang that song about vision.
这就是我非常高兴我们唱那首诗歌，充满我心。
He likes to keep us in a state of being satisfied right where we are.
他愿意我们停留在一个阶段，就是满足现状的阶段。
So number one, the first thing that we're going to discuss this morning is the spirit of complacency that the enemy uses to hold us back.
第一个我们要讨论的就是那种自以为满足的灵，是撒旦不让我们来敬拜神。
Satan uses a spirit of laziness to hinder us.From coming into worship.
他用一个让我们有一个偷懒的灵，来阻挡我们来敬拜神。
Have you ever noticed how difficult it is to often pray?
你有没有发现，若是我们要常常祷告是一件很难的事情。
We might have gotten up this morning and felt real good, came in, sat down, and all of a sudden just sort of felt tired.
你今天早上起来觉得很好，然后来到聚会坐下来，但突然间就觉得非常的疲倦。
There is this complacency which disallows us from rising up to worship the Lord.
这个撒旦给我们这种自以为满足的这种灵，就不让我们阻挡我们站起来敬拜神。
In Matthew 6, we have the parable of the workers in the vineyard.
在马太第六章里面，我们有那个在葡萄园工作的一些人。
And Jesus says there, "Why do you stand by idle?"
那主就问他们说，你为什么站在这里呢？
There is this complacent attitude spirit that the enemy puts over all of us.
那个撒旦就把一个自以为满足的那种灵放在我们里面。
For example, we go to church Sunday school and we go home and we're satisfied. That's all that we need to do.
也就像说我们去聚会参加了主日学，听了信息回家以后，我们就说这样很好，我们很满足了。
Another person might go to church Sunday school and then every day open a devotional and read three verses.
或者是有些人他除了聚会以外，每天还打开灵修的书读三节圣经。
Can we do that day in and day out?
我们每一天都这样子做。
God never really becomes vital in our life.
神在我们的生命里面不成为实际。
The vital issue might be our spouse.
问题反而是我们的配偶。
Marriage,
尤其是在你第一年的婚姻里面。
Or if it's our first baby or a baby, it might be our family.
也许是我们的第一个孩子，或者是我们的家庭。
Or we're out of school and we have a first job, or.Vitality, our energy is all wrapped around that job.
或者是我们刚刚毕业，我们的有一个第一个工作，那我们所有的精力就是在那个上面。
But our spiritual life is one of, on Sunday we've got a couple hours that we need to go to church, and then a couple times during the week we read maybe a verse or so.
我们属灵的生活反而却只是礼拜天去聚会，也许在一周里面读了几节圣经。
Once in a while, someone might hand us a religious book, spiritual book, and we read that, and that kind of gives us a little kick.
也许有时候有一个人给我们一本属灵的书籍，我们读一读，然后这样子就好像刺激我们一下。
But overall, there's this spirit of just being satisfied and staying where we are.
那我们就常常落在那个满于现状的那种的情况之中。
No eagerness like Paul.To get out and finish the race.
并没有像保罗有那个那种心智要来跑完当跑的路程。
To be an overcomer.
来做一个得胜者。
No desire to be one of those who stands before the Lord Jesus face to face and having Jesus say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
并没有一个心愿愿意站在神的面前，让主说我们是忠心又诚实的仆人。
How is the spirit of complacency broken?
那我们如何能够突破这个自以为满足的这种情况？
First of all, we need to recognize it can be broken.
第一个，我们必须要看见说这个是可以被破可以被突破的。
Secondly, recognize that no one in themselves can break a spirit of complacency.
第二个，我们就必须要看见靠着我们自己，我们没有办法做。
We often try to break this spirit of complacency by I'm going to go to a conference.
也许我们想说我去参加一个夏令特会，我就能够突破这个自以为满足的情的灵。
I think what I need to do is read my Bible more each day.
或者是我每天读多一点的圣经。
And on my way to work, I'm going to listen to KHTV.
或者是在我去工作的路上，我听福音电台。
And I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that.
我要做这个，我要做那个。
And that works usually for a week.
也许可以维持一个礼拜。
And then the enemy brings in his spirit of complacency, and we drift off.
那撒旦就把那种自以为满足的灵放在我们里面，我们就落下
去。So our spiritual life, if we were to diagram it, is kind of like this: we go to a conference.And then we kind of go down here. But there's never no gradual climb. It's always on a plateau.
我们的属灵的生命就好像画起图来就是这样高高低低的，我们去了夏令会就高起来，然后又慢慢落下来，而不是一个渐进的层次。
This spirit of complacency must be broken by saying, Lord, break this spirit.
我们要求主来破坏这个自以为满足这个灵。
Lift me above this force that keeps me on this level.
要把求主提升我们，超越这个压抑我们的这个能力。
Believe in His word that He will lift you above that.
而且相信他的话，他会将我们提升起来。
And move on.
让带我们向前进。
And when you feel that encroachment that malaise again, before it gets a hold of you, break that spirit through prayer.
当我们若是再次被那种感觉包围着，或者落在那个情况之中，就借着祷告来突破这样子的感觉。
Point two.
第二点。
Another spirit and our brother Hegel, beautiful sharing already this morning on the spirit of worldliness.
就是一个属世的灵，我们弟兄今天早上已经给我们一个非常好的交通。
I'm not going to read those scriptures again in 1 John 2, 15, 16 and 17.
就是在约翰一书第二章14节15节里面。
But the spirit of worldliness is something the enemy uses to keep us from coming into fellowship with God.
这个属世的灵常常就是撒旦所用的来让我们不让阻挡我们进到神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, you and I, we are born loving the world.
弟兄姊妹们，我们生来就是爱世界的。
The world is very attractive.
这个世界实在是很吸引我们。
Power is attractive.
权力很吸引我们。
Money is very attractive.
金钱也是非常吸引我们。
Position.Is attractive.
地位也是一样。
Being complimented is very attractive.
得到人家的称赞也是。
To be liked is very attractive. To be liked, to be loved.
Okay. 被人喜欢也是我们所喜欢喜悦的。
But you know, if you think about it for a minute, none of those things our Lord Jesus possessed. After.
但是你想一想，这都不是主耶稣所要得到的。
He never had power.
他从来没有能权权力
not the power of the world.
没有这世界的权力。
He was misunderstood by everyone, including his disciples.
他被所有的人都误解，即使他的门徒也不了解他。
First of all, we must learn to be very sensitive to the spirit of the world.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须对这个属世的灵有一个非常敏感的心。
Without the spirit of God, we will succumb to the spirit of the world.
若是我们没有神的灵，我们就会落在这个属世的灵里面。
Let's just look at a verse in James 4:4.
我们看雅各书第四章第四节。
James 4:4.
雅各书第四章第四节。
Adulterers, adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Here we see this word adulterer.
在这边我们看到这些淫乱这个字。
Last time we shared, we talked that the Lord wants a virgin.
上次我们交通到神要一个童贞女。
He wants someone only loves him.
他要一个人只是单单的爱他。
That's not drawn to the world, the things that are around us.
并不是为世界所有的事情所吸引的。
Oh, we're to be in the world.
我们是在世界里。
We're to go to our jobs tomorrow.
我们明天也要去上班。
But they do not have to have a hold on our heart.
但是他却不需要来霸，这些却不需要来霸占我们的心。
We don't have to be agitated if we don't get a raise.
我们若是没有得到加薪，我们心里并不需要感觉不高兴。
Or if we're not recognized by our superior.
或者是在我们的老板没有看中我们，我们也不需要不高兴。
If we are agitated, as our brother said last hour, there's pride.
或是我们真的不高兴，我们就是有今生的骄傲。
Anytime this week, you find yourself discouraged, disappointed, and any of the people around you, pride of life has crept in.
在这个礼拜里面，若是任何时候你为的周围的事情或周围的人物有一些不满意或者是灰心的话，就是有今生的骄傲在你的里面。
Someone has hurt me.
有人伤害我了。
And it might be a very legitimate hurt.
也许是一个很有理的。
But hurt stems from pride.
但是伤害就是从骄傲里面出来的。
A person possessed by the humility of Christ cannot be hurt.
若是一个有主耶稣基督的谦卑在里面的人，他就不会受到伤害。
Our concentration must be on Christ and Christ alone.
我们的注意力必须集中在基督身上，而且是单只有基督。
The enemy knows our makeup, our being.
撒旦知道我们的内心。
He knows our weakness and our love for the world.
他知道我们的软弱，他也知道我们爱这个世界。
So he constantly surrounds us with things that would draw us to the world.
他常常又用一些事情在我们四围来吸引我们的心到这个世界上去。
For example, some of the things that draw us into the world.
举一些例子，是会让我们吸引我们的心向的这世界的。
I'll tell you one that probably no one has even thought about.
我会提出来一点，也许是没有一个人想到过的。
Our mall, M-A-L-L.
shopping mall 的购物中心，这些购物中心。
A shopping mall, when you go into it, the music, the noise, the smells, the popcorn, everything's on sale. Everything is drawing you to buy something.
当我们进到购物中心里面的那些音乐、那些人、那些爆米花的香味，还有好多点价的东西，都吸引我们的心到那个世界里。
We are like children in a candy store.
我们好像一个小孩子进到一个糖果店一样。
Things that we never even thought of buying, you look and say, oh, I could buy one of those.
也许你并不想要买，但是看到了就想要买。
We see immediately how easy it is for us to be drawn towards the things of this earth, just by walking into a mall.
就进当我们进到那购物中心以后，我们是何等的容易，我们的心就进到这个世界里去。
A mall might not bother you, but how about the supermarket?
也许这个购物中心不会但是那个超级市场呢
？6 o'clock in the afternoon after working all day, and you are told to walk in and just pick up a loaf of bread, and you walk through that. What effect does all that food have on you?
下午六点钟你在下班以后你需要到超级市场里面去买一条面包，但是你看到这么许多的东西在操场里面。
We see in this example how easy we are drawn.
我们可以看见是何等容易我们的心就被这个世界所吸引。
And some of you, literary types or art types or science types might say, well, none of that thing bothers me. I'll tell you, literature, science, and the arts have always drawn men.
也许你是一个比较有文学修养的人，或者喜欢会自然或者喜欢艺术的人，想这些是不会影响到我的，但是那些学术上的知识或者是艺术也会影响我们的心。
The world is very proud. Man is very proud when he looks back to the 14th, 15th, and 16th century and says, "Here's the Renaissance."
当我们回顾看到14世纪、15世纪、16世纪文艺复兴的时候，我们就觉得非常的骄傲。
The world had just experienced 1200 years of darkness.
世界才经过了1000多年的在落在黑暗的时候时期。
And all of a sudden there is a renaissance. There is a rebirth of art and literature and science.
那个时候就有一个文艺的复兴，这些所有的艺术科学都有重新开始。
And man points to that period of history as the high mark, the high watermark of humanity.
当人看到那段时期，就觉得它是人类历史中一个非常的一个高点。
But these areas have become things that man has.
那这些事情都成为人所敬拜的。
Science is a wonderful thing. God invented it.
科学是一个非常好的事情，是神所发明的。
God made everything that has to do with science, and He understands every bit of it.
神创造了一切与科学有关的，而且他知道每一个细节。
He is the one who developed the eye and the ear and the nose and the heart.
他创造了我们的眼，我们的耳，我们的心。
And when man comes along and is able to understand a very small part of it and fix maybe, put a band-aid over one of these areas, man says, I am good.
那人来了，他发现的知道了一点点有关于我们身体上的构造，然后他能够解决一些这些问题，他就认为他自己非常的了不起。
And this is what it means to steal God's glory.
这就是偷取了神的荣耀。
Man is constantly robbing God's
glory. 人是常常的来偷取了神的荣耀。
What's glory?
什么是荣耀？
What is glory?
什么是荣耀？
We sang about it this morning.
我们今天早上唱诗唱到这些。
Glory, God's glory is everything that God is.
神的荣耀就是神的所是。
Glory is God's essence, His character.
他的荣耀就是他的特性。
Glory is God's love.
荣耀就是神的爱。
But it's also His justice.
也是神的公义。
Glory is God's power.
荣耀是神的全能。
It's also God's tenderness and His compassion.
也是他的怜悯，他的慈爱。
It's the fact that God is everywhere.
所以神是在神是无所不在。
He's everywhere, and yet He's very intimate with you and me in our daily guidance.
他是无所不在的，但是他却是在我们每一天生活是如何亲密的与我们同在。
So when it comes to our breath, our heartbeat, God wants the glory for that.
所以我们的气息，我们的心跳，神都愿意从那在那这上面得到荣耀。
He wants all credit.
他愿意得到所有的荣耀。
That's worship.
那就是敬拜。
When we are giving God credit for everything that happens during the day, God is being worshipped.
若是我们将我们每天生活中所发生的每一件事情都把荣耀归给神的话，神就是敬拜神。
But Satan uses the world and the spirit of the world to draw us to something else that is glory.
撒旦就用世界跟世俗的灵来吸引我们的心，不让我们敬拜他。
Glory of man.
就让我们看见人的荣耀。
The glory of Rome.
看见罗马的荣耀。
the glory of the United States.
看到美国这个美国的荣耀。
The United States thinks it's so great for always bothering other people.
美国他认为他自己是非常的伟大，所以他常常去找别人麻烦。
Because the United States has lost sight of who is God and who is to be worshipped.
因为美国他没有看见谁是神。
The United States want everyone to worship them.
美国希望别人来敬拜他。
So what do? We buy love by giving people money.
所以他就给别人钱，希望得到别人对他的爱戴。
The bad part is all borrowed money.
但是可悲的就是这些钱都是借来的。
It's Japanese money.
这都是日本人的钱。
And yet we say we're going to give this loan to you.
但是美国自己却说我把这个钱借给你。
The whole world, it's not just the United States, this is the whole world has this attitude.
但是不仅只有美国是这样，整个世界都有这样子的态度。
We seek security.
我们寻求保障。
Peace and the love of the world.
我们寻求世界的和平。
And many of you have already found out that.
许多人都已经发现到，其实在这个世界是没有和平的，
It gives no security.
没有保障。
So why worship?
但是为什么要敬拜他呢？
It will turn to rock in our mouth.
那就会在我们口里面成为腐败。
It will result in leanness in our soul.
然后就让我们的魂里面非常的贫穷。
It will never satisfy.
那不能够使我们得到满足。
And 100 years from now.Everyone in this room will be able to do it.
在100年以后就一点没有什么区别。
And sometime in the near future, it's all going to burn.
然后在不久的将来，所有都要被烧尽。
God is not going to try to recover this mess.
神不会再试着想要恢复这一切一些杂乱无章的东西。
When he comes back to this earth, he's going to judge and he's going to burn it.
当他再来的时候，他要审判这个世界，他要烧尽一切。
And start with a perfect king, his son.
他要开始让他的儿子是一个完美的君王。
Who he has been trying to tell us all along, we are to worship.
他一直告诉我们要我们来敬拜他，就是这一位君王。
Again, how do we break this spirit?
那我们如何来突破这样子的灵呢？
It's a spirit.
这是一个灵。
Can you do it by going to a mountain monastery?
你能够进入到一个修道院，来突破这一个灵吗？
That's religion.
那个是宗教。
We can only do it by asking the Spirit of God to give us a love for Him and not a love for the world.
我们唯有求神给我们一个爱神的灵。而不是爱这个世界的。
Think of the things in your life that surround you.
想一想在你周围的一些事情。
Say, Lord, I do not want those things to be my God.
祷告主说，我们不愿意让这些事情成为我们的神。
I do not want to worship those things.
我不愿意敬拜这一些事情。
I don't care if you have a billion acre of space, it's all going to vanish.
我也不在乎我有没有很多的土地，因为这一切都会消失。
If you have the power of the president, it all goes.
即使我们即使有总统的权力，也都会过去。
I don't remember much from Latin, but I do remember a little phrase: "Sic transit gloria mundi." "Sic transit gloria mundi" is a Latin phrase.
这是一个拉丁文的句子。
And that little phrase simply means the glory of the world passes away.
这就是说，这世界的荣耀都会过去。
That beautiful phrase was coined for the generals when they would return to Rome.
这个这样子美丽的句子是要给那些回到罗马的将军的。
After one of the Roman generals had a wonderful victory.He would be brought back into Rome to receive the glory of Rome.
当一个将军他打了一个胜战，他回到罗马的时候，他们就给他那个罗马的荣耀。
And this Roman general would have his chariot, and he would be pulled by four beautiful horses.
然后他就会那个将军就会坐在他的战车里面，然后由四匹非常美丽的马来带。
And behind him in rows would be all the legions of men.
然后在他的后面就是有他所有的他的兵丁。
But in the chariot with that man was a slave boy.
但是在他的那个他的马车里面就有一个奴隶。
And as that general would pass through the street, and all the people were yelling, and all the people were screaming, this slave boy would whisper in his ear, "Sic transit Gloria Mundi." Sic transit Gloria Mundi.
当他在街上成千成万人称颂他的时候，这个小小的奴隶就会一直说这句拉丁文的话。
The glory of the world passes away.The glory of the world passes away.
就是说这个世界的荣耀都会过去，世界的荣耀都会过去。
Do we need a slave boy tomorrow to walk beside us?
你愿不愿意成为那个小奴仆呢？
Brothers and sisters, we got something a lot better than that.
我们有比那个更好的。
That is the job of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的工作。
To remind us of the Spirit of God, which is stronger than the Spirit of the world.
提醒我们，我们神的灵是比这世界的灵更强大。
Number three.
第三点。
Number one, the spirit of complacency.
第一点就是自以为满足的灵。
Number two, the spirit of the world.
第二点就是世俗的灵。
And number three, the spirit of the cares of this world.
第三点就是爱这个世界的这个灵。
The cares of life.
爱这个今生世界的。
How many know what the cares of life are?
有多少人知道这个爱这个今生的世界是什么？
Well, sitting right here right now, you might not know what they are, but at 8 o'clock tomorrow, you're going to know what they are.
也许你坐在这边你不知道是什么，但是明天早上八点钟你就知道了。
The cares of life are all the troubles, all the problems that come into our life here today.
就是这所有一些在我们身上发生的一些问题。
And Satan uses all of these cares, all of these problems, all to squash our intimacy with God.
撒旦就用这利用这些问题这些难处来压制我们与神那个亲密的关系。
In Matthew 6, we have the story of.Not worrying, of the importance of not worrying.
在马太第六章我们看见到那个不要担忧的灵不要担忧的。
I think it's so important. Let's just read that before we end.
那就是我想这是非常重要，让我们在我们结束以前先读这
些。
马太福音第六章二十五节。
Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink.Nor about your body, what you'll put on. Is not life more than food, body, and more than clothing?
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里。你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？
So why worry about your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor they spin.
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎样长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is sown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith?
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?"
所以不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you all need these things.
这都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
But seek first the rulership, the headship, the kingship of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about its own thing, for today has enough trouble of its own.
所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。
Brothers and sisters, worry again is one of those things that opens the door for the enemy.
忧虑就是一件事情，他为那个仇敌打开了一个门。
God just said in His Word that there is nothing that we need to worry about.
神的话告诉我们说，我们不需要忧虑。
So when we worry about anything, we ignore, disobey God.
所以当我们为任何事情担忧的时候，我们就是我们就是不顺服神了。
And anytime we disobey, in the smallest little way, we give ground for a different spirit than God's spirit.
若是我们在任何一件很小的事情上不顺服神的话，我们就给仇敌留了一个地步。
God's spirit is pushed out.
神的灵就被推出去。
And a foreign spirit, the spirit of a demon, is allowed to come in and to take root.
一个外来的灵就是仇敌的
灵。That's the spirit of worship.
若是我们要成为一个敬拜主的人，我们必须要有这个敬拜的灵。
Our brother a couple weeks ago shared on the subject of how to worship.
我们弟兄在几个礼拜以前与我们交通到如何来敬拜主。
And he said that we have to have a spirit, we must worship in spirit and truth.
他说我们必须要在心灵和诚实里面来敬拜神。
That's God's spirit.
这是神的灵。
And the enemy is working constantly to take that spirit away, God's spirit, and replace it with his own spirit.
仇敌常常就想尽办法要把神的灵挪去然后以他自己的灵来代替。
There are many promises in this area.One is 1 Peter 5, casting all our cares upon him.
我们在圣经里面给我们许多非常好的应许在这里面，其中有一个就是在彼得前书第五章，就是把一切的忧虑都卸给神。
Every time this afternoon, every time this week, when there is a worry, when there is a fear, when there is a frustration, God says, give that to him.
今天下午若是有任何的忧虑或者担忧就神告诉我们说把这一切都卸给神。
The very act of giving it to him is worship.
我们给他卸给神就是来敬拜他。
It's bowing down to the surrounding happening.
就是屈服于在这个所发生的环境里面。
The enemy would always have us try and get in there and change our environment so it's perfect.
撒旦是要我们进入到那个环境中来改变它。
So we got enough money in the bank, we won't have to worry about money.
若是我们在银行里面有足够的存款，那我们就不必再担心金钱的问题了。
Make sure we got the best health plan in town, so we don't have to worry about our health.
我们要有最在这个城里面能够找到最好的健康保险，那我们就不必再担心我们的健康。
I was talking to a brother yesterday and.So how's your family? I said, fine, but one of the people in the family were ill.
我昨天与一位弟兄交通，问他说你家庭家里人都好吗？他说都好，就是有一个人生病了。
And they have a broken bone, but it will not heal.
他有一个那个骨头断了，他一直不长好。
And I remember talking to this person a couple months ago,When they were in a foreign country and they came back and I called to welcome them back to the States.
我几个月以前我跟这位弟兄交通，因为他们刚刚从国外回来，我就欢迎他们回来。
And I said, how was your trip?
我问他说你的旅行怎么样啊？
And this person said, it was a wonderful trip, but we're real happy to be back where we have our own doctors.
他说这是实在是一个非常好的旅行，但是我们很高兴回来，因为我们在这边有我们自己的医生。
They were in a third world country where there wasn't good medical facilities.
他们在一个第三世界的国家里面，那个他们的医药设备并不是很好。
And since that person has been back, they have been with their doctor.
但是自从那个人回来以后，他们就一直看医生。
Trying to get a simple bone to heal, it will not heal.
就是一个小小的骨头要长好，却一直不长好。
Because God is the healer.
但是因为神是医治我们的。
So all of these things that cause us to worry, God would have us cast those cares upon Him.
所有事情来使我们焦急忧虑的，神叫我们把这一切都卸给他。
Tell Jesus our agitations, our frustrations, and our worries.
告诉主耶稣我们焦急的事情。
In Philippians it says, "Be anxious for nothing."
在腓立比书就告诉我们说，不要为事情担心。
But in everything, give thanks.
在凡事上感谢恩。
We're to test the authenticity of the Word of God in these matters.
我们在这一切的事情上都要来试验神话的真实。
God makes this says to us, "Be anxious for nothing."
主耶稣对我们说，
We're to test whether or not that is true.
我们就要来试验这个是否是真实的。
By giving thanks in all things.
我们就是在凡事上谢恩。
And what that does, brothers and sisters, it allows then the Spirit of God to reside in our minds, rather than a spirit of the animal.
这样子的话，我们就让神的灵住在我们的里面，而不是仇敌的灵。
This is really only the beginning. There are several other things that the enemy uses in order to break the spirit of worship.
这只是一个开始，撒旦还用其他的灵来破坏我们的敬拜。
But our time is short, and so if the Lord wills, we'll cover that at another time.
但是我们的时间已经到了，所以若是神允许的话，我们会用其他的机会再来交通。
But I'd like to just conclude by saying this.
我愿意在结束的时候说。
This subject of worship.This subject of intimacy with the Lord is what God is after.
敬拜神的这件事情，与神有亲密的交通，就是神所要得到的。
And Satan uses spirits that are far superior to us and our ability to keep us from having that fellowship.
撒旦就用那些灵是超过我们自己能力的那些灵，来阻挡我们与神有这样亲密的交通。
So these spirits must be dealt with, not with flesh and blood.
所以这些灵我们不能够用我们的肉体来对付。
Only the Spirit of God can eliminate complacency.
只有神的灵才能够除去那个自以为满足的那个灵。
It's our nature to be complacent. It's our, even our will almost to be complacent. It's our very being to be complacent.
这就是我们的天性，我们就会满足于现状。我们这个人就是愿，就是喜欢这样子。
Someone in this room might think they're too spiritual to be drawn into the world.
在座的人也许他们觉得他们非常的属灵，他们不会被这世界所吸引。
Be not deceived.
但是不要蒙骗自己。
All of us have the tendency, the natural desire to be drawn into the world.
我们每一个人都有这个天然的倾向，就是会被这个世界所吸引。
And thirdly, all of us have a tendency to get involved and become discouraged by the cares of this earth, cares of the day.
第三点，我们每一个人都会因着今生的一些忧虑而泄气，而灰心。
Our God said, "Greater is He who is in us."The life of Christ than he who is in the world.
但是神说，在我们里面，主的生命是比这世界都更大。
I have come, you might have life, you might have more abundantly.
我们来到他的面前，我们就会得到生命，而且得的更丰盛。
The thief comes to steal and to kill and destroy.
强盗是来偷取。
To keep us on this plane down here.
他要我们就落在活在这个属地的光景中。
But as we sang before, give us vision. So that we can live on the plane that God wants us to.
所以我们可以求主说给我们意象，让我们能够活在一个属天的境界里。
When we go to heaven, when we stand before the judgment seat of God, you know what the criteria is going to be?
当我们到天堂上去，我们站在神审判的前面的时候，你知道这个其中的条件是什么吗？
What did you and I spend our time worshiping?
我们花多少的时间在敬拜神呢？
A little God on Sunday, a little world during the week.
是不是在主日有一些敬拜神的时间，但是其他时候是属世的。
Was our entire being, our emotion, our mind, our heart completely occupied with the person of His Son?
还是我们的全人、全心、全人都是被他的儿子所充满的呢？
If that, He's going to say, unfaithful servant.
若不是，
If our worship is of this world, and there's a mixture of this world, the anxiety, we're complacent, He's going to call us an unfaithful servant.
若是我们的敬拜是属于这个世界的话，他就会说我们是不忠心的仆人。
It's a very serious subject.
这是一个非常严肃的问题。
But even right now, brothers and sisters, we can feel tired.
但就是这个时候，我们常常也会觉得疲倦。
But God desires to even enliven our physical body to help us. We need Him for every part of us to come out of this heaviness into life.
但是神他可以兼顾我们，他可以提升我们的灵，给我们身体上的力量，让我们突破离开我们这个重担的光景。
God does not want to share our worship.
神不愿意我们。
He does not want to share our worship.
他不愿意与人分享我们对他的敬拜。
He wants a pure bride.
他要有一个纯洁的新娘新妇。
If there are things in our periphery that titillate us, that stimulate us, other than Him, He becomes jealous.
若是在我们四维的环境里有任何的事情来刺激我们，他就会变，他是忌邪的神。
He wants full worship.
他要我们全然的敬拜。
Complete.
他要我们完全的敬拜。
One heart.
是单一的敬拜。
Single heart.
是一个一心的敬拜。
And He can do it for us.
他能够帮助我们。
Your will, my will, I don't care. We got some strong wills. We can't will ourselves above these spirits. Let's try to hold it down.
虽然我们也许我们有很强的意愿，但是我们却不能够胜过这些灵。
But God says, and God has provided a way for us to get from here to fulfilling the ultimate issue, which is intimacy with Him.
但是神应许我们，他会帮助我们，让我们脱离我们现有的情况，进入到那个完全的敬拜。
May we just allow the Lord really to bring us into that fullness.
但愿神带领我们进入他的丰富。
Giving thanks this week as the things occur in our life, giving thanks in all time.
当事情在我们生活中发生的时候，我们就是学习在凡事上感谢他。
Asking for wisdom when the impossible things come into our life.
当一些不可能事情发生在我们生活里时，我们就向他求智慧。
He has answers for every single question.
他对每一个问题都有答案。
He'll give a peace for every upsetting problem.
他在任何不平的环境里，他会给我们平安。
If we ask,
若是我们求问他的话，
He'll answer.
他会答应我们。